Quick locator systems for jungle sections. Intermediate workflow in Ableton Live. Let's go. If you make jungle or drum and bass and you're arranging in the timeline, you already know the real enemy isn't the amen break. It's the constant scrolling. Intro, drop, little 16-bar drum switch, bass variation, breakdown, second drop, and you keep losing the exact bar where the fill actually happens. So today you're building a locator system that's fast, repeatable, and honestly kind of addictive once it's in place. By the end, you'll be able to jump to any section instantly, a slash B variations without getting lost, and keep all that jungle chaos under control without killing the vibe. Open Ableton Live and go to Arrangement View. This lesson assumes you already arrange tracks and you're comfortable in the timeline. We're just leveling up how you move. First, set your grid for jungle phrasing, so your locators actually mean something. Set your tempo in the normal ranges. Jungle tends to live around 160 to 170 BPM. Drum and bass is usually 172 to 176. Don't overthink it. Just pick something in that zone so your edits and your brain are hearing the right pacing. Now look up at the arrangement ruler and make sure you can clearly see bar numbers. This sounds basic, but the whole system depends on bar boundaries. Turn on fixed grid. Start with a one-bar grid for arranging and section marking. Then, when you're placing fills or stutters, you can temporarily switch the grid down to a quarter note or an eighth note. The main point is that most jungle structure is built in 8, 16, and 32-bar phrases. If your locators land on those boundaries, navigation becomes instant. Now step 2. Build a locator naming system you'll never abandon. Go to bar 1. Right-click on the timeline and choose Add Locator. Then rename it using a simple format: bar number, section name, and energy or notes. So it might sound like 1. Intro, pads plus Atmos. Then at the downbeat of your drop, 33. Drop A, full break. Then maybe 65. Switch, snare edits. Then 81. Drop B, res plus ride. And so on. Here's the big teacher tip. Put the bar number first. When you zoom out, Ableton shows you the locator flags, and your eyes will immediately understand the song's map. Also, pick one naming style and stay consistent. Don't mix drop one with drop a with first drop. Consistency is what makes this workflow fast. Now step 3. Color code sections like a pro, because scanning is speed. Ableton's locators themselves don't have independent colors, so we fake it in a smart way. We build an arrangement color lane using MIDI clips. Create a new MIDI track and name it RRMAP. This track is not for music. It's a visual map. Insert a MIDI clip that spans your intro, like bars 1 through 32. Color it blue. Then duplicate that clip for each section and change the clip length and colors to match your structure. A common color setup is intro in blue, drops in red or orange, switches in yellow, breakdowns in purple, outros in gray. Now, when you zoom out, you get this clear colored stripe across the entire arrangement. Your locators tell you exactly what's happening, and the RRMAP lane lets you see it instantly. That combination is what makes you fly around the timeline. Step 4. Build jungle section presets using perfect 8, 16, and 32-bar loops. This is where you stop doing sloppy loop braces. Click and drag in the ruler to select exactly 16 bars. Then press Ctrl-L on Windows or Command-L on Mac to set the loop braces to that selection. Now add locators at the start and end of the loop. For example, 33. Drop a start and 49, drop a end, 16. Do the same for your common lengths, 8 bars for fills and risers, 16 bars for drum switches and bass variations, 32 bars for full drop passages. And here's a very jungle-specific pro move: inside a 32-bar drop, put a locator every 16 bars. Jungle thrives on micro changes. Even if the listener doesn't consciously notice, that mid-drop change is what keeps the momentum alive, so you might label it like 33, drop A1 and 49, drop A2. You're basically reminding future you. This is where the second sentence starts. Step 5, make jump points for edits. These are your edit anchors, not just section labels. In jungle, the tiny transitions matter. A one-bar moment can make the whole tune feel professional. So add locators for the pre-drop bar, pre-switch bar, the fill itself, and impact points. Example, at bar 32, at 32, pre-drop, 1 bar, at bar 33, 33, drop A, at bar 48, 48, fill, 1 bar, at bar 49, 49, switch slash variation. These locators are gold when you're doing amen stutters, ghost snares, bass cutouts, and effects throws like reverb tails and delays. You're giving yourself teleport points to the exact bars you'll revisit 50 times. Now let's expand the system with a really effective intermediate trick. Prefix tags. At the beginning of locator memes, add a quick category tag that your brain can skim. So you can do sec 81 drop B, DRM 48 fill bar, base 82 res notes, FX 80.4 tape stop. You're basically building a tiered system without needing any extra software. When you zoom out or scroll through locators, your eyes immediately know what kind of task lives there. And yes, notice that 80.4 style number, that's your micro event marker idea. Ableton can show positions inside the bar, like last beat moments or little anticipations before the downbeat. Jungle loves those early hits. A vocal stab on the end before the one, or a snare drag right before the drop. Use decimal bar positions intentionally for those. It's a legit way to bookmark details that aren't exactly on bar lines. Next, step 6. Add a navigation utility track for fast slash beat checks and to-do notes. Create another MIDI track and name it nav/notes. This is where you drop short MIDI clips as reminders, like a slash B drop compare, check kick phase, bass mono check, vocal hit timing. Place each clip where it applies. Then add a locator at each clip start. Now you've got a to-do list that's physically located in your song. That matters because you're not just remembering tasks, you're jumping directly to the bar where the task happens. And here's a powerful addition. Create one locator called CTX, short for context. For example, CTX, 8 bars before drop B. Put it 8 bars before the important moment. That way, whenever you're deep editing a fill, you can instantly return and audition the lead-in like a listener would hear it. This stops the classic problem of perfecting a fill in isolation that doesn't actually work in the flow. Step 7. Tie section switching to repeatable processing states using stock devices. Because navigation is great, but jungle arrangement is also about energy control. When you jump between sections, you want controlled shifts, filtered intro, full weight drop, tight switch, back to pressure. On your drum bus, group your processing into an audio effect rack. Inside, use stock devices like auto filter for high pass breakdown moves, drum bus for drive and boom, saturator for soft clipping, and glue compressor for cohesion. Map key parameters to macros. For example, macro 1, high pass filter frequency, macro 2, drum bus drive, macro 3, saturator drive, macro 4, glue threshold. Now automate those macros by section. Intro and breakdown, higher high pass, lower drive, drop, filter down, drive up. This is the workflow win. Your locators now correspond to energy states. When you jump to drop B, you're not just hearing a different pattern, you're landing in the correct pressure setting. Now step 8. Use a jungle-friendly locator blueprint you can copy into any project. Here's a common rolling jungle form. 1. Intro, 32, 33. Drop A, 32, 65. Switch, 16, 81. Drop B, 32, 113. Breakdown, 32, 145. Final drop, 64, 209. Outro, 16 to 32. And inside that 64 bar final, add locators every 16 bars. That's how you keep the listener guessing, while still feeling structured. Jungle is organized mischief. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. 1. Too few locators. If you only mark intro, drop, breakdown, you'll still waste time hunting for fills and switch bars. 2. Inconsistent naming. Your future self will not decode it at 2 a.m. 3. No loop discipline. If your loop braces aren't exactly 8, 16, or 32, your edits won't land with that jungle snap. 4. Not marking transition bars. The one bar pre-drop and pre-switch moments are where the energy is shaped. 5. No visual structure. Without a RMAP, zooming out becomes guesswork. Now a couple darker, heavier DNB tips if that's your lane. Add impact locators for sub drops and reverb throws. Mark micro moments like 80.4, sub drop or 112.1. Reverb throw. Use utility on the sub and automate per section. Keep the sub mono, and be careful with gain boosts. If you need more pressure, automate density and saturation more than pure loudness. For violent but controlled switches, try a quick beat repeat hit on a return track and label it with a locator, so you can recheck the timing instantly. Also consider resampling. Create an audio track set to resampling and print a stable drum edit. Label it drop A. Printed drums. This protects you from CPU creep and makes slicing fills faster, because audio chopping is often quicker than wrestling a pile of MIDI and warp markers. Mini practice exercise, 15 minutes. Make a basic jungle loop. Amen style break, sub, pad, arrange 64 bars total, 16 intro, 16 drop A, 16 switch, 16 drop B. Add locators at every section start, every 16 bars, and one bar before each change. Create ARRMAP and color block your sections. Build one drum bus switch macro rack and automate it. Filter up in the intro, full weight in the drops, quick filter sweep in the switch. The goal is simple. You should be able to jump instantly to the pre-drop bar, the drop downbeat, the fill bar, and the switch bar, and always know exactly where you are without even listening. Quick recap. Locators become powerful when they're systematic. Bar, roll, energy. The RRMAP lane gives you instant visual structure. Mark the real magic points in jungle. Fills, pre-bars, switches, and turnarounds. Stay disciplined with 8, 16, and 32 bar loops, and tie sections to repeatable processing state so switching sections feels intentional, not random. If you tell me whether you're making rollers, Raga Jungle, Tech Step, or Modern DNB, I can give you a locator prefix tag set and a turnaround naming scheme that matches the phrasing and switch behavior of that style.